It is a principle of biblical study that whenever you see the word therefore, you need to see what it's there for. And we have such a word in the 12th chapter of Hebrews in the first verse. And it is an unusual form of therefore, not the common form. It's an intense form of therefore. It's like they put the word therefore twice. It means certainly. Therefore, I think would be a good translation of it. And it refers to what has preceded in the 11th chapter, which we have talked about, the saints of the Old Testament who look forward to the promise of salvation in Jesus Christ. It was the promise that had been given to Abraham, in your seed, all the people of the earth will be blessed. And they ordered their whole lives around the promise of God, believing the promise was on its way, and yet they never saw it. Some gave everything that they had and gave their lives because they believed in that promise. And we who have the promise of Jesus Christ are also looking for Him. That is His return, coming back. And He is coming back to take us, those who believe in His promise of eternal life and have ordered our lives around it, have saving faith in Him and have the grace of God in our lives. He's coming back to take us to our eternal home, and He's coming back in judgment. It will be a great day for us and not a good day for the world. This is what we believe. This is why we order our lives around the commands of Jesus Christ, around being His servant, and we live as strangers and aliens in this world, looking for the world that is yet to come. Listen, what we should do in consequence of this in chapter 12, verse 1 of Hebrews. Therefore, seeing that we also are surrounded about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such opposition of sinners against Himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the promise of eternal life. I believe in your promises. I'm ordering my life around those things. And I am looking forward to that day when Jesus Christ returns to earth. And I'm looking forward to the day when I shall see you. Perhaps I will live until the time that Jesus returns. But most probably, Lord, I will die in the faith without seeing the promise, but believing the promise in my heart and casting my whole lot upon Jesus Christ, living as a stranger and alien in this world, because my home is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.